Guitarist David Bromberg is set to release a new album this fall. He's a virtuoso who has released more than a dozen albums of his own and collaborated with the likes of Bob Dylan and George Harrison. But he's also a collector of American violins, and his collection is so impressive that the Library of Congress has announced its intention to acquire it. John Kalish visited Bromberg at home and filed this report.
David Bromberg started collecting violins in the late 1960s.
As a traveling musician, I'd always go to the violin shops, if there were any, wherever I was, and I'd say, I collect good American violins. And as like as not, they would literally laugh in my face.
Because many view American violins as second-rate compared to their European counterparts. But violin maker Jan Strick saw some of Bromberg's violins at an exhibition in Paris. Strick heads the International Association of Violin and Bow Makers.
And we were all actually in Europe very surprised seeing those beautiful American violins, because we didn't have a clue that there were nice violins made the other side of the ocean.
There are 263 violins in Bromberg's collection by nearly as many American makers. Most of them hang on the walls of his home in Wilmington, Delaware. But the most valuable are kept in a steel vault in his office. Inside, Bromberg picks up a violin made in 1860 by a German-born immigrant to New York.
This is a George Gmunder that is part of the collection. Gmunder is sometimes thought of as the first great American violin maker.
Bromberg contends that with the exception of Antonio Stradivari, no one carved the scroll, the decorative end of the violin's neck, better than Gmunder. This is a violin made by Simone Fernando Sacconi, who learned his craft in Italy and came to the U.S. in 1931.
He was incredible. As a matter of fact, he studied in Rome with a maker named Rossi, started by sweeping the floor there. And after he started making violins, Rossi retired. Rossi quit.
Bromberg's bandmate, a young fiddler named Nate Grower, is impressed with the Sacconi fiddle.
Ooh, got a lot of power.
David Bromberg has been thinking about selling his collection for a couple of years. He hoped the Library of Congress would want all of the violins, but he asked the library's curator, Carol Ward Bamford, whether he should sell a few of them individually.
I said to David, I'm not interested if the whole collection doesn't come here. I just want the whole thing or nothing. And I've never wavered from that, because that's how the story will be told and kept.
And Bromberg says it's an important story to tell. In fact, he says unscrupulous dealers will take fine American violins and give them fake documentation, claiming they're Italian so they can sell them for more money.
I have two violins by a maker named Walter Solon Goss. What may be his last violin that he made for his daughter in the 1920s, which is just gorgeous. And I also have his first violin. And it says on the label, number one, Lynn, Massachusetts. And this violin, for all the world, looks like a small-town Italian violin. And that it's in the collection is its only protection, because if it got into circulation before too long, it would get an Italian label and pass.
The Library of Congress plans to raise $1.5 million to acquire Bromberg's collection of American violins and tell their story as part of a new center for the study of the American violin. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.